What's happening, team? Welcome to the Type 1 Movement Podcast, where I'm going to be sharing with you my tips, tricks, and stories to help you lead the healthiest life possible as a Type 1 diabetic. I am your host, Type 1 Tom. Just a quick disclaimer, any advice that I give will not overpower your medical professional, so please consult with them first if you're thinking of making any changes. Yes, what is happening? I hope you're good. Welcome to the Type 1 Movement Podcast, the number one fucking podcast if you're a Type 1 diabetic. If you haven't subscribed already and you're new here, please hit the subscribe button. If you are a regular listener, thank you. I appreciate you. So in this episode, I'm going to be chatting about how I balance my own health and diabetes, glucose control, all that good shit as a business owner. Before we get started, please leave me a rating and review on the podcast app, as it really does help me reach more type 1 diabetics and positively impact our community. Also, screenshot and share it on your Instagram stories and tag me at type1_Tom so I can reach out and say, hey, thank you. I appreciate you. So what sparked the motivation for this one and inspired me a little bit to speak about this is I speak to a lot of type 1s. And one of the most common things that I come across is, hey, I'm just too busy to make time for myself, to prioritize my glucose. I'm too busy with family. I'm too busy with work. My diabetes always seems to take a back seat on my own health. And I understand that. Like, I've not got kids, so I don't understand that aspect of it. Like, I'm lucky at the moment in that respect, but I probably will do one day. I understand how I do have clients with kids and how much time they can take up and how busy they can get. But I understand what it's like to be busy because, guys, I'm fucking busy as well. Like, I manage like 30 to 50 clients at a time. And this could be messages, calls, in a Facebook group. Like, I post every single day on Instagram, Facebook, try and do TikToks. I'm on my Instagram stories every single day. I try to get 2 to 3 podcasts in a week. I send an email a week. My parents aren't in the best health, so I'm helping them out. Yeah. I am constantly looking at ways to improve my program and my service towards my clients and coming up with new ideas as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, if you like. That's something that I have to be doing. As for my own health, I try and get 3 runs in a week, 3 strength workouts a week, 2 swims a week, I bike 4 to 6 times a week, and I walk every day. Now, I'm busy as well. Yes, I am lucky in the fact that I have my own business, but to be honest, I'm going to say this now, like, I'm probably fucking busier than you guys who run a 9 to 5, because as a business owner, like, it's not a 9 to 5. It's pretty much all the fucking time, 7 days a week. Yes, I do have times when I switch off, and that's what I'm going to go into on this. But, like, I've got to be constantly on it, because if I come to a standstill and stop, things stop. I've got no one there to say, hey, go and do this, go and do that. Like, I'm self-accountable, yeah? So I am probably fucking busier than you guys that run a 9 to 5, because I'm guessing most of you guys that work a 9 to 5, when you stop work, chances are you can switch off, yeah? Doesn't really work that way when you run your own business, yeah? But there's one thing that I want to say if you're a type 1, you're a business owner, or you've got a job, or you're busy, you've got family. Like, listen to this and fucking write this down. Guys, if we can't look after ourselves, we can't look after others. If we can't look after ourselves, we cannot look after others. You should always be your first priority. I'm going to say this now, not your family, not your friends, not your kids. I know that sounds harsh, but stick with me because I'm going to tell you why, yeah? You should always be your first number one fucking priority. And I understand what it's like when we try and spread ourselves so thin, yeah? Because I'm going to tell you what it leads to, but yeah, I've been burnt out before. I've lost relationships. I've fucked up with business before, all because, like, I wasn't prioritizing myself, right? So I understand if you've got family, if you've got kids, if you're busy, but still, you should be your number one priority all the fucking time, yeah? Why? Well, because if you're too busy looking after other people and prioritizing other people, who do you think is the one that's going to break? Who do you think is the one that's going to break? Because it's not going to be the other people. It's going to be you. It's going to be you that breaks, not those around you. Yeah? And then what happens when you break? You can't fucking look after those around you. So this is why you should be number one priority. Yeah? This is why your health, your diabetes, you should be your priority. Guys, let's look at a few things that happens when we're not really looking after ourselves and we're not prioritizing our health, our diabetes, our mental state. Like, what happens? Well, first thing, we get stressed. We get stressed. I always say to clients like this, guys, like, stress, think of stress as a bucket, right? And whether that be stress from, let's say, fucking arguments, workouts, work, it's all seen as stress. There's no differentiating with your body. It's seen as stress. So we've got this bucket, right? Imagine this bucket. And we've got stress from work. We've got stress from family, kids, relationships, work, managing our diabetes. We've got all these stressors coming into this bucket. And unless we plug holes in the bottom to relieve that stress, I'll give you some ideas how I do that, you're going to lead to burnout. Yeah? And that stress bucket is going to start to overflow. So this is why it's so fucking important that you prioritize yourself. So if you're not doing it, you can't give your best self to others. It's going to lead to too much stress. What happens when we get stressed? Shit blood glucose levels. And then that's even more fucking stress on our body, right? Shit glucose levels. We start to feel fucking overwhelmed. Like, I'm so fucking stressed. Can't be arsed. We quit. We think about throwing the towel in. And then what happens? It leads to burnout. Burnout's not a good place to be in, guys. I've been there several times. And if you have been burnt out before with diabetes burnout, where you're like, this is fucking shit, I'm so stressed. Like, you'll understand, it's not fun. It's not fun. So I'm going to say this again. You should be your number one priority. Your health, your diabetes management should be your number one priority. Because if you're too busy, if you're too busy for you, you're going to be the first one that breaks. And then you're not going to be able to give your best self to others. So if you can say, I speak to type ones and like, my family is everything, yada, yada. All right, cool. But like, and I say this, I'm blunt up with them, your fucking health's not great. Your diabetes control isn't great. That's why you're here. You know you can do better. So you're telling me your family are priority, but you're not being your best self because you're not looking after yourself, because you're trying to spread yourself too thin, looking after all these around you. So that's why you should prioritize yourself. Guys, I understand, as a business owner and as a coach, if I don't look after myself, everything around me is going to break. It's happened before. Told you. Like, I've fucked up business before, I've lost relationships, like friendships, all because like I wasn't looking after myself. So I understand what it's like, yeah? Because, say, as a coach, I need to be the top of my game to deliver my best self to clients. I need to be the top of my game and the healthiest to deliver my best, to deliver my best self to my family, to my friends, to my loved ones. Like, so I will always make me a priority now so I can give my best self to others. Use it the fucking same. Even more so if you got family and kids. Yeah? This should be such a driver and such an inspiration for you to be like, yeah, I want to be the best version of me. Yeah? So guys, I'm going to give you a few things that I kind of make non-negotiables every single day to make sure that I'm looking after myself and showing up for myself so I can show up for my clients and I can bring my best self to every motherfucker around me. Yeah? Get some tips and inspiration on this. Even fucking write them down. If you're one of these, I'm too busy, yada, yada. Like, this is going to help you so fucking much. The first thing is, guys, is I have a morning routine. I'm big on this. I've done so many talks on this. I'll talk you through what my morning routine is. Get yourself a fucking morning routine. It's going to help you out so much and give you so much clarity on your day and make you feel like you've achieved something when you've done it. Guys, here's my morning routine. I wake up, we'll get up to times and sleep and wake times later. But I wake up, I get out of bed, fucking obviously. I have a cold shower. I sit down. I do 10 to 15 minutes guided meditation. And then I've recently started doing an activity. So it might be going to the gym. It might be swimming. It may be a walk. Yeah? So create yourself a morning routine. Yeah? Also, I don't look at my phone within the first 30 to 60 minutes of waking. Why? Because that puts me in a reactive state. I'm looking through. I might have messages off people. I might be on Instagram. I might see something negative. That starts to fuck with my head and puts me in a reactive state. So until I have done my morning routine, that cold shower, that meditation, that activity, I don't fucking touch my phone. And you should be the same. You don't need to for the first 30 to 60 minutes of waking. If it's a habit, it's going to be hard. And it was hard for me to break it. I used to be one of these who fucking, I wake up, get out of bed, look at my phone straight away. Boom, that had fucked my mind for the day, yeah? So morning routine, how you start your day is so fucking important. It's so important. Then what I do is I open my journal, my planner, and I write down three goals. Once I've done my morning routine, just told you what's in that, I write down three goals every day, three things I want to get from the day. You should be doing this as well. And I make sure they cover these three topics. The first one is health. So that might be get a bike ride in, eat well, get a walk in. Something to do with my own personal health is always one of my goals for the day. The second thing is wealth. So this is my business. It could be message a client. It could be do a podcast. Like this morning was do this live, do this podcast. Yeah? It could be speak to people, speak to another type one. And then the third thing when I set goals is relationships. So it could be relationships with parents, mates, whatever. It's a relationship goal. So three goals every single day I write down. And then I plan my day in my planner. I set times for certain tasks. Guys, a lot of people I speak to that are like, I'm so fucking busy. I'm like, okay, cool. Do you plan your day? No, I just go through winging it. All right, well, no wonder. Guys, we are all busy. And I've also spoke to people before that thought they're busy. And when we look at structuring and planning their day, they're like, hey, I've got a bit more free time here. Let's get a fucking workout in. Let's get a walk in. So if you're not planning your day and setting times for certain tasks and you think you're busy, you're winging it. But start fucking planning your day, set times for certain tasks. Yeah? I use the 80-20 rule with my nutrition. I use the 80-20 rule. That means 80% is fucking great quality food. Yeah? Unprocessed shit. 20% is whatever the fuck I want. I try to stick to that on a daily basis. Yeah? So I use the 80-20 sort of rule with my nutrition. I drink a lot of water. I aim for at least 3 liters a day. Guys, this is fucking basic shit. You might be wanting some snazzy shit, but the basics work. You might be like, hey, this is fucking basic. Good. Go and fucking do it. Because this is probably why you're falling short, because you're missing the basics because you think it's so basic it's not going to work. The basics work and they compound over time. Drink a lot of water, at least 3 liters a day. I do. This is an important one. This is an important one. I do one thing every single day that makes me happy. One thing every single day that makes me happy. Could be a bike ride. It could be a walk. One thing every single day you should be doing that makes you happy, that is a break from everything for you. Moving on. I talk to a mate every single day. This might be a message. It might be a phone call. Every single day. This could be a relationship goal at the start, right? Talk to a mate every single day. I read 5 pages of a book, at least 5 pages of a book, every night. At the moment, I'm reading David Goggins' Can't Hurt Me. It's fucking mega. But it could be any sort of book that you like, yeah? I also, when I go on walks, I listen to audiobooks. That could be self-help. It could be business. It could be financial. Whatever you're interested in. This is what I'm interested in, but whatever you're interested in, it could be funny fucking stories. It could be comedy. Whatever you're interested in. Try and read every single day. I've just started reading an actual book in the past 3 months because I never used to read. Yeah, and I'm fucking loving it so far. Another thing, I journal every night. When people say journal, you might think, fucking hell, that sounds complicated. But it's not, guys. Here's what a journal, a win for the day. A win for the day, whatever you want to put down, a win for the day. Something I really appreciated throughout that day. Yeah, something I really appreciated throughout that day. Something I learnt from the day. Always stick 3 things I'm grateful for in the morning and in the evening as well. Something I could get better at. That's about it. That's what journaling is. And then if there's anything on your mind, stick it down. That's journaling, guys. It's fucking simple. You might think journaling is fucking snazzy and posh and stuff, but it's just getting, it's just reflecting on your day, which we'll get onto, and it's just writing shit down out of your head onto paper. That's all it is. Do it, honestly. Another big one is I try to go to bed around the same time every night and wake up around the same time each morning. Normally for me, it's around 11 to midnight and I wake up around 6 or 7 a.m. Yeah? What all these things do, guys, is they build a routine. Notice how I haven't mentioned anything specifically to me personally about my diabetes control, because this builds a routine and this allows me to have better predictions every single day over my blood glucose levels. Routine is paramount. You don't need to be super fucking structured with a routine, but it's paramount for you being able to make predictions over your blood glucose levels. Yeah, you need to understand it all rolls into one: physical activity, health, mental clarity. Like, this will help you out with your blood glucose control so much. Yes, blood glucose, it's about insulin. It's about activity. It's about all that shit. But also, it's everything else that rolls into it. And if you've got some sort of routine to go throughout your day, it's going to help you make predictions and then make adjustments, make assessments so much. At the end of each day, I reflect on the day. I've just told you there in the journaling. Yeah. So this is how I make sure I show up for myself every single day. It's how I make sure I manage my diabetes the best I can every single day. It's how I make sure I'm able to coach 30 to 50 type 1 diabetics who get fucking amazing results at a time because I'm showing up for myself. It's how I'm able to take care of my family, how I'm able to give my best self to my mates. This is how. And it may sound basic, guys, but like I said before, the basics fucking work. Let's go over them again, because this is what I want you to start doing. This is something I'm big on with clients. Just these things. I have a morning routine. If you've not got one, fucking get one. Get an evening routine as well. That's important. I write down 3 goals every single day. I make sure they're health related. I make sure they're wealth related. I make sure they're relationship related. One of each category. I plan my day every day and I set times for certain tasks. The only times and days that I'll ease up on this is probably the weekends. Yeah. I use an 80-20 rule in my nutrition. That means 80% unprocessed, fucking whole foods, cooked, 20% of whatever the fuck I want. I drink a lot of water every single day. This is fucking basic, but it works. Like I keep saying, basics, basics, basics. Simple, simple, done every single day. Compound over time. These are what add up to big wins. Drink a lot of water, at least 3 liters every day. I do one thing every single day that fucking makes me happy. I talk to a mate every single day. I read 5 pages of a book every night. I journal every night. Journal's not complicated, guys. I've just fucking told you journaling. Yeah? I go to bed around the same time and wake around the same each night and I wake around the same time each morning. This allows me routine, which allows me to have better predictions over my blood glucose levels, which is the base for everything in our lives as a type 1. It allows me to have better predictions. It allows me to make assessments. Obviously, I've got experience in this as well, which has just come from doing the basics over time, right? This is why I'm fucking preaching it to you. It allows me to have better control over my blood glucose levels, which allows me to feel good, to be in the best health possible, to deliver my best self to those around me. Yes, I am fucking super busy, but I still make time for these things every single fucking day that I'm telling you guys to do. And then at the end of each day, we reflect, which is journaling. What went well? What am I grateful for? What can I do better tomorrow? That's it. And I'm going to throw it in there 1% better every single day. Yeah. Guys, that is it. That is it. That's how I balance and manage my own health and my diabetes as a business owner and as someone who is busy. Yeah. And how I try and give my best self to my clients and those around me. May sound simple, but like I say, the simple shit, the basic shit is things that you can stick to. When you start to complicate shit and start to think about that there's too much shit I need to do in my day, like I've said, like plan your fucking day. If you think you're so busy, I'm not saying that you're not, but I am, plan your day. And make sure when you're planning your day, guys, this is important, plan time for you. Plan in shit that you enjoy doing, whether that be a walk, a run, whatever the fuck it is. Plan time for yourself in there. Yeah? That is it. That is it. Make sure, you're probably going to have to fucking re-listen to this one and take some motherfucking notes, right? Because there's a lot of value in this. Take inspiration from how I do things. It's probably going to be slightly different for you because we're all individual, but take inspiration for how I manage my own health, how I show up for myself so I can show up for others. Guys, I want you to remember this. I know you love those around you. I know they matter to you. I know you try and make them a priority. But as I've kept saying in this, if you're not prioritizing yourself and showing up for yourself first, then you're not going to be able to give your best self to these around you that you say you love so much. And you're doing those guys a disservice. If you're spreading yourself that thin, that your health, that your mentality, that your blood glucose starts to deteriorate, then how can you give your best self to these around you? You're doing them a disservice. So make your fucking self a priority. Then you can start. Once you're looked after, then you can start prioritizing those around you. And I've just told you throughout this podcast how I make myself a priority first every single day so I can deliver my best self to those around me. It's basic, but it fucking works. Take it. Take fucking action. What I want, guys, I know I'm rambling on now, but I want to get this fucking point across. What I want when you listen to these podcasts is for you not to say, Tom's great. That's great, Tom. Tom's such a motivational fucking guy. He's such an inspiration. And then that's it. I don't want that. That's great. That's great that you think that. What I want is you to, yes, feel motivated. Yes, feel inspired. But go and take action. Go and fucking take action. I'm giving you knowledge. And there's a saying, knowledge is power. Yeah, it is. To a degree, you could have all this knowledge on how to manage your diabetes. You could have all this knowledge on how to be healthy. But if you don't take action, knowledge means fucking bullshit. It means shit. So what I want when you listen to me, you listen to my podcast, you see my posts, you might read my emails that I send out once a week. What I want, guys, is yes, you to feel motivated. Yes, you to feel inspired. But more often than not, do yourself and those around you solid and take fucking action. I want you to go and implement, because that's, you can have all this knowledge, but knowledge doesn't do anything unless you take action. Only when you start to take action on what I tell you, like I say to my clients, is when you're going to start to see results. When you're going to start to see results. Guys, I'll be honest with you. My clients, the guys who get the best results in their blood glucose, the guys who fucking win at life, in their health, with their wealth, with their jobs, with their business, if they're a business owner, with their relationships to those around them, the guys who get the best results are the ones who take action every single day. That's all it takes. Just take action. Don't wait until you think that you fucking know it all, because you'll never know it all. Take action. Then you'll start to get results. Then you'll start to get lessons. Then you'll start to learn. And then implement those learnings like I'm teaching you here today. and take action again. Guys, that is it. If you got value from this episode, which I truly hope you did, and I truly hope you're going to go and take action, if you got value, please leave me a rating and a review on the podcast app, as it really does help me reach more type 1 diabetics and positively impact and help our community. Again, like I said, screenshot and share this motherfucker on your Instagram stories and tag me at type1_Tom. That is it. As I always end every episode, I want to tell you two things before I go. The first thing is that you may need to hear this today, and it's this. I'm fucking proud of you. I'm proud of you for showing up for yourself every single day as a type 1 diabetic, because I understand it is hard, and especially when we are busy, which is what all this has just been about, right? So the first thing is I want to say, hey, you listening to this, or you watching this live, I'm fucking proud of you, because you may just need to hear that today. The second thing I want to say is how grateful I am for you listening to my podcast. You could be doing a million other things today. Instead, you've decided to listen to me. And I appreciate your time. I appreciate you. And I am grateful for you. So thank you. Guys, that is it. That is it. I fucking love you. I appreciate you, as I've just said, why. I'm proud of you. And until the next episode, peace.